The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evanah Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says in Daf Kuhei Amud Aleph, Hani Beitre, those two partners, the Avde Iska Bahade Hadodi, they were involved in an Iska, in a business. Vravach, they made a profit. Vomere Chad Lechavrei, one said the other, saw the flood, let's split. Tosis explains the story. He says, Hani Beitre, the Kabd Iska Bahade Hadodi, they took an Iska, me Adam Echad. There was one person who had money, and he invested it with two partners. They are working together. Freg Toises, Vim Toimer, Amai, Nokat Bichai Gavno. Why did the Gemara say such a story? Why did the Gemara go and say a story of one balamois, one boss, and two workers for him, two partners who are working together, investing that money? Just say one person. There's one person involved. Why is it more saying a case of two people? If we're talking about only one worker, one person working on the money being invested, then he will have the option always to back out before the end of the contract. I'm not doing any more work. I'll take the profit that heina, how much I've earned. Why? The poil yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzi hayoyim. Because a worker always has a right to back out in the middle of his job. I employ someone to work, he's working for me, he's entitled under certain circumstances to leave in the middle of the job. Say, I've had enough. Where's this concept from? So we find the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud explains, how can it be a worker and come back out in the middle of the day? He says, "Dechsin is a pasuk, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, laru b'nei Yisrael are avodim to Ribbono Shel Olam. Avodai heim, zod Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem says, you're my avodim, v'lo avodim l'avodim. You can't be an eved to someone else who's also an eved. You can only be my avodim. Thus says the principle as a worker cannot be an eved, cannot be forced to continue working without break. He's allowed to release himself from his job. The difference between an eved, a slave, and a baal, and a ben chorin, a free person, is a ben chorin is a master of his own time. And if he chooses to work with someone else, let him make that choice. And if he decides enough, he can make that choice as well. He is a ben chorin the whole time. A slave is someone who can't do that. He's not in charge of his own time. And a slave says, I'll work for a baal habayis. So the baal habayis, you're a slave now. No backing out. You're stuck whether you like it or not. The baal, since this is the defining difference between a ben chorin, a free person, and an eved and a slave, Zogdri Boyim Shloim Hashem says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loi siya avodim la'avodim. You cannot be a worker for someone else in a situation where you cannot back out. Avada, you can always back out. Unless, of course, he's an eved, he sold himself as an eved. Typically, not the situation with a regular worker. So, in our situation, the Sma in Simen Kuf Ayin Vov Sivkot Mem Dalad explains. He says, Loi Domil Poyal, our case of two workers, two shutfin with each other, working for a third person, he says is different to Poyal, like Tosa says. Why? The shiny hosom. Because in the case of a regular worker, one person accepts to work for one other person. Shame eved hu alami sasik. Over here, the worker is called an eved. Why? Shemi sasik boy levad. I'm working for one person. Uch, see when the pasuk says, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. Hashem says, you're avodim only to me. So therefore, the single worker is allowed to back out. Masha'ein can be shnaim shenishtatfu. But where you have two workers, two people who are partners working for a third party, yachad, they're working together, misaskim boy shneihen, each one's working for the other, the ein shame eved al shum echod mehen. Neither of them is called an eved. Bekuli alma moide bezeh. Everyone agrees in this. The ein echod mehen yochol lachazor. Neither of them can back out. Why? Because each one is working for the other. So if I'm working for Reuven, and Reuven's working for me, so we're each a bala boss and an eved at the same time. We're partners together. We are bound and ideal together. If the two of us are working simultaneously for each other, it happens to be working for a third party, but we bound as shutfin, as partners, we're working from each other. Reuven klape Shimon, and Shimon klape Reuven. Reuven is opposed to Shimon. He's not an eved to Shimon. He's Shimon's boss. If Reuven is Shimon's boss, then Reuven is not allowed to back out from working for Shimon when he's working at the same time. Kivli bnei Yisrael avodim is, I cannot be avodim to avodim. I can't be a slave to someone who's a slave. But if I'm his boss at the same time, you don't have the chesaron avodim la avodim. So memela, two partners who get together and working together, neither has a zechus to back out without permission of the other. There's no chesaron avodim la avodim when they work for each other. This principle of avodim la avodim has other applications. The Pesachei Teshuva in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, in the halachas of workers backing out, Sifkot and Dalet, brings on a teshuva from the Chavis Yoyer, Siman Kuf Hei. He has a similar shayla. Let's say I have a worker, and the worker wants to back out. Why does the worker want to back out? The Choy should be allowed to back out. We know, Siyel Avodim La'avodim. But he's backing out because, different reason. He doesn't want a vacation necessarily. He says, if this Bala Poyel is not satisfied with his work, Reuven's working, let's say he's working for Shimon, Shimon owns a farm. So Reuven has to work in the farm. And he doesn't like working for Shimon, he thinks he's not a good boss. And Levi, who also owns a farm, says, listen Reuven, I need a worker in my farm, you want to come work for me? Reuben says, sure, I'm fed up with Shimon. So Reuben goes to Shimon and knocks on his door. He says, Shimon, I'm quitting. Shimon says, well, you can quit. Yeah, I can. Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. I don't have to be slave for you anymore. I'm allowed free man. I want to go and work. I'm quitting my job. And so now, what are you doing? Reuben says, the boss says, what are you doing? Where are you going next? I'm going to work for Levi. Do you have the principle or not? Because Lamaisa, you do want to be an Eved. The owner of the farm says to the worker, that whole principle, Kili Bnei Yisrael Avodim, is you want to don't want to work anymore. You're fed up being an Eved. You want to be a Ben Chorin. You want to go home on a vacation, put your feet up at home and relax. If you want to count out being an Eved for someone else, it means you do want to work. You're happy to go and work. It's not pshat you don't want to be an Eved anymore. You're quite happy with the employment situation. You don't want to work for me personally. You'd rather go work for someone else. That doesn't allow you necessarily the exclusion of Kli Bnei Yisrael Avodim. Who said? Maybe if you still want to be an Eved, you want to carry on working for someone else, we don't let you back out. Azoy kled the chavis yoyer. If the worker goes from one balabais, v'niska eitzer acher, and he goes to another balabais, shenishar eved la'avodim, he continues being an eved. Dinoi kiddin, maybe he's not allowed to back out. Ultimately, the Chavis Yoyer says, mikomokum lanir l'chalek b'kach, rapim pnei shenemar kiddin eshar la'avodim, lo'y alim k'niyas odim kuli hai. We say, nonetheless, the Chavis Yoyer says, this chiluk we don't go with. If Reuben wants to back out from one boss, even to come work for another balabais, we'll let him do it. Because clapping the first balabais, you have a good time. Kili bnei Yisrael avodim. Another application This halacha is a case where a poel wanted to back out for a different reason altogether. It's brought down a case you find in the Ramah in Sif, again Simon Shilam Gimel Sif Got Sif Dalet. He says, "Im chayzer mikoyach yoiker ein shoymin loy." If the worker wants to back out because he feels he's not being paid enough, he wants to be paid more. He says, "Listen, I'm working for you for $5 an hour, too cheap. $10 an hour, and then we'll talk." And the Baal boss says, "No, I'm not going to do it for you." So the worker says, "Fine, I'm backing out. I'm quitting. I can quit in the middle of a job. Do we let him or not?" The halacha is ein shoymin loy. That's not a good reason to back out. The Bach explains, Nire, what's the reason of this halacha? The time I keep in this chiyon le motzi choyze, since a worker is only allowed to back out, mishum dichsiv avodai heim, because of avodai heim. Im kein davka b'choyze stam, that only applies when you're choyze stam, the tolinam, because we presume, she'enoi chofetz lavud yoyze. We presume he's fed up of working. But if he's backing out because the price, that means to say, he does want to work. It's not like he wants to go home. He wants to work for $10 an hour, but he wants to work. So he is happy with working if the buyer's will acquiesce to his demands and pay the higher fee. Ein shoymin loy. Then we don't listen to Mochim Istabra. Zog the Pisre Tshuva. From this Bach, L'choyro, we can ask on our Chavaz Yoyim. Im ken hu adin hechosh niska etzel acher. The ain't shoymin loy. Why don't we say the same thing by our case? A worker wants to go from one Baal Bais to a second Baal Bais, one boss to another boss. Why don't we say the same principle? You're nichalei ba'avdus. You do want to work. You are happy working for a second Baal Bais. If you're happy working for a second person, you're still an Eved. And Kishris will not let you back out. And the Mamar Kaddishin echoes the same sentiment. He says, Kosav Pshitus, Davka She'enu Hoylech LeBaal Bais Acher. That's only where the worker doesn't go to another boss, another job. Avali Hoylech LeBaal Bais Acher. But if he does go, then have a dumya mash kosov im choyze machmas yoiker. It's equivalent to backing out the case with the Ramah with the rise in price, in which case, you want some money? You buy an ebed. Nonetheless, there's a chubis mayim chayim, choyish mishpit simin chovov, who says, this is not the situation. He argues from the soy the principle of when you hire a worker in the first place. He says like this, Hatam the poil choyzer, why can a worker back out? Machmas the loy chal shibud olav. He says, Vibald we have an underlying principle that the poil yochel lachzer b'chatzi hayoim, because of avodim. That means essentially when the Baal Bais hires him, the Baal Bais, the boss, is limited in how much he's koina, how much he acquires the ability to withhold the product from backing out. Since in Cain, Malonul Shehizkir Satsmul Acher, why should I care if the worker goes and hires himself a second party? Mikomokom Yochol Lachzer Mirisha. Gabishenim Yitze. Ultimately, the kinyan of the Baal Bais on the poil, the ownership that the boss has over his worker is limited at the outset. You can't be coiner, you can't be acquire an ability to prevent the worker from backing out. Because ultimately the worker can go home and say, I'm going home, I'm going on vacation now. If the worker has such a zechus, always retains the ability to say such a thing, that minimizes the kinyan which the owner has on him. If he never has a kinyan with which he can stop walking out in the middle of the day, that means even if he goes to another worker, another boss, a different job, but ultimately I can't stop him doing that. The boss never has a kinyan, never had the ability to force him to work. If I never had the ability to force you to work, I can't make you work. In which case, Zog the Be'er Ma'arachayim, even if the worker decides to go to a second job, the boss hasn't got the ability to say, Adkan, you're not allowed to, you're still in there with someone else. It's not true. Avodim la avodim minimizes lechatchila the outset when you're hired. How much I can hire you? What my zechusim? What are my rights when I hire you? Ultimately, since I don't have a right when I hire a worker to prevent him from backing out, therefore he always retains that right. How he uses that right afterwards is his problem. It's his business. But it doesn't allow me to say, look over his shoulder and say, I'm going to see how you're backing out, what you're going to do next. Masha'enkin machmas yoiker, for an increase in price, means you want to work for me. If you want to carry on working for me, then you're not backing out altogether. If you're not backing out, then enoch number. You decide you just want to go on strike for more wages, that tack you would not be allowed to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.